Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You would think if you guys have known each other for 10 years and it's been a platonic relationship, that that thing is locked and sealed in the friend zone. Right? After 10 years?
A lot can change in 10 years. You can get hotter.
Can you?
No,
not that much hotter.
Yeah, it'd be tough to climb out the friend zone at that point.
Yeah. I'm super curious to know, before I tell you guys about this couple that had known each other for over 10 years, and he finally took his shot, and the timing was really, really bad. How long were you guys friends before you decided to give it a shot at the higher level? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Was it 5 years, 7 years? Because this 10 to 12 years here seems like a really long time. So if we were opening up the Burt Show book of records, what's the longest period that you guys were friends before you decided, all right, we're going to try something new here? We're going next level.
Like, so they both agreed to try something new, or somebody tried, like one of the friends made the move and said, I want to make this go from platonic to romantic?
Both agreed.
Both agreed. Okay.
Because I do think that once you get into that friend zone, it is really hard to get out, right? So I was telling you guys about some friends that I know that have known each other for 12 years, and they have been best friends, really best friends. She was married. He was married. Even though through that entire time, they remained best friends, always platonic. Their significant others weren't threatened by their relationship. He likes to travel. She likes to travel. Their spouses at the time hated traveling. So they would go on these vacations with each other to all the ends of the earth together. And their spouses were totally cool about it because it was almost like a brother-sister type thing. Well, to make a long story short, he gets divorced, she gets divorced, but they remain in the same definition of their friendship. They continue to go on these vacations together, nothing except a platonic best friendship. I was telling you guys a couple of days ago, they went on a really long, like 10-day trip together.
You said Singapore, right?
Singapore, yeah, Malaysia, Singapore, something like that. And on the very first day, they end up having drinks together, and I think because he was buzzed and was probably also sleep deprived on that long of a flight, decided that the first day of their vacation, he would confess that, hey, I have fallen for you. I am in love with you. And she was just like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Man.
So they try to go through the motions on the first couple of days of the trip, and she takes off early and comes back home because it's so freaking awkward at this point.
I feel like that's your telltale sign that it's not meant for the two of you to get outside the friend zone.
Ready for a plot twist?
Bring it.
Yep. So she flies home, leaves him there, and goes radio silent on him as she's trying to process exactly how she's feeling about this whole thing. Because I think once you see a person a certain way over a decade, very hard to see them romantically, right? Mm-hmm. So she gets home and she just stops texting him, goes cold on him, ghosts this dude as she's trying to process exactly what happened. How do we jumpstart this friendship? Do I have feelings for him? Could I have feelings for him? I'm not really sure, but she goes radio silent. And at the end of the day, she comes up with the idea like, you know what? Maybe he's been right here in front of me the entire time. We have so many things in common that maybe this isn't a crazy idea. Maybe we should go out. Maybe we should have drinks and we should start looking at each other differently. That's in her mind. So in the meantime, she starts thinking of that, and that's her conclusion. And in that time, he sends her a text apologizing. saying, I am so sorry I did that to you. While I do have feelings for you, I miss my best friend. So can we just kind of pretend that didn't happen? Can we move forward? I can compartmentalize this. I understand I have made this awkward. It will never happen again. I promise you, I will bury those things. I miss my friend. So he's saying, like, he's totally resolved with the fact that it's not going anywhere. And now she is starting to think, huh, maybe this could be something else.
It sounds like she was trying to force it. Like, I feel like if you have to think about it that much, like, oh, could I date him? Could I have romance? You don't feel that way about him. So I honestly feel like he did you a favor by just taking it back. Do I think it's still going to be awkward? Yes, but I think it was the best thing to happen.
I completely agree with Abby. I mean, I feel like I can see why, because of the circumstances and him asking and in her, like, having left a relationship, she would go, well, maybe there is something there. But if you didn't feel that naturally, like, I don't think it's there for you at all. I think you're forcing it.
But even if, is it possible that you didn't allow yourself to feel it because she was married at the time? He was married for a while also. They'd just been best friends, so she never even thought of it.
No, and that's fine. But now that you're both divorced and you're technically available for each other, the minute I would assume, and I would think if I was in that position, the minute he says that, either that switch is there and it gets turned on, or that switch is permanently off. And yeah, it can be a shock, but even after a couple of days and you're still alone traveling together in Singapore, if she didn't feel it instantaneously, I don't think it's there. And I think you're going to force it otherwise.
LaToya, very curious. How long were you guys in the friend zone there before you decided, okay, all right, here you are right in front of me. Let's try this.
Actually, it was 11 long years.
Long years.
We called each other best friends. We called each other sisters in Christ. And we decided to take that leap of faith one day, and it completely ruined our friendship.
Oh, I didn't want that ending.
We thought it was going to be happy.
No. I mean, we were rooting for you. Yes.
That was the worst roller coaster ride ever. I'm sorry.
Oh, if I would have known that this would be the outcome, I would have chose a different route. Like I said, this was my best friend. There were no secrets amongst us. Mm-hmm. We told each other everything. We lived together. We hung out every day. I didn't judge her because of the things she was doing. She never judged me because of the things we were doing. And lost in the family is what actually brought us closer together one day. And that completely, once emotions get involved in the friendship, like, the friendship is out the door.
Right.
I was your friend for 11 years. You trusted me. You loved me. You didn't expect me to lie to you. But once emotions get involved, then now everything's questionable. Where were you? Where are you going? Who are you on the phone with? What are you doing? And again, it just ruined my friendship. And again, I haven't seen or spoken to this person in years because of it.
Oh, that's sad. Dang it. I wish it didn't. Can you call us back with a different ending?
Unfortunately, there is none.
Just make it up. I just want to believe in the fairy tale.
It's not a choose your own adventure.
Brandon, good morning. How long did you guys go in the friend zone before you decided to take it next level and it ended up working out?
Got the 9 years.
9 years, your best friends, and then who confesses to who?
It was me. It was just kind of like one of those nights at the bar, and it just happened.
And are you guys still together now?
We are. We've been together for 4 years, married for two, and now we have a 10-month-old.
Okay.
Wow. Congratulations.
Maybe I should get out on that one.
You should, but you're not.
Lauren, good morning. You're on the Bird Show. You guys were friends for how long before you took it next level?
20 years.
What?
Wow. How is that possible? Yeah. You guys are like, I mean, at that point, you're like brother-sister almost.
Yeah, we've known each other since fifth grade.
So, okay, 20 years of a friendship. Then what pushed it to something different?
Well, we were in contact, you know, throughout those years, but it wasn't, you know, everyday type thing. He was coming home from vacation, and he wanted to come hang out, and while we were hanging out, we both just kind of felt like there was some feelings there. And so we decided to try it out. And it went south. He ended up ghosting me. And
what?
A 20-year friendship down the drain. I'm pretty upset about it, actually.
Did it,
oh, I'm sorry.
Did this just happen?
Yeah, I've been crying all night.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Dang it. Well, I didn't want it to end this way.
So don't date your friends.
Get it? The Bert Show.